Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerry Palm, who has
been... Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Analytics experts supreme for college sports. And, of course, with CBS Sports, you can follow him at JP Palm on Twitter. He joins us on the WaveForward.com hotline. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Jerry, all morning long, my partner has been killing Stetson Bennett, and he basically feels like he's not the one. He's not the quarterback for Georgia. Do you see it that way? Is Kirby Smart making a mistake by sticking with Stetson Bennett, or should he go with JT Daniels?
Well, I haven't seen JT Daniels in practice. You know, if he's not playing as well in practice, I think he'd stick with Bennett. And I know he's still coming off an injury, but I don't know. My impression was that he'd be ready to go at least health-wise by now. But if he's not out playing Bennett in practice, then I think you got to stick with what you got.
No, and that may be the only option they have. It's just, to me, it's a broader issue, Jerry, of the fact that now you're seeing Justin Fields potentially, you know, right there with Trevor Lawrence to potentially win a Heisman. And we all saw, I think, you know, given the television ratings, which were enormous, actually, for the Ohio State-Nebraska game, how great a player, truly great a player Justin Fields is. And I'm taking anything away from Trevor, that Justin Fields, had he been at Georgia, things would have been, you know, decidedly different, because the difference between Georgia and Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State has been over the tenure of Kirby Smart, that quarterback spot.
Well, yeah, and for even a while there, quarterback was not the greatest strength of Alabama either, but lately it certainly has been. Sure, Justin Fields, without meaning any disrespect to Stetson Bennett, Justin Fields would definitely have been an upgrade, but he might be also, and probably likely would be, over JT Daniels. I mean, Justin Fields took that good a player, and we saw it on Saturday. He completely lit up Nebraska. I think his only incompletion in that game was when Olave went up for a catch in the end zone and got his legs taken out from under him and landed hard. The ball popped out, so he was about as good as you can be in that game. And I want to see what he does now against better teams, because Nebraska's okay. But they're not a team that's a threat to win, you know, the Big Ten or possibly challenge Ohio, a team like Ohio State.
You know, you're talking about Alabama. Jalen Waddle, how big of an injury is that for Alabama's offense?
Well, I think it's bigger for Waddle. Alabama's offense is deep at that position. So if they're going to take an injury somewhere, you know, that's a position where they could have probably afford to take one. But obviously, you know, he's a terrific player and a potential All-American, you know. Whoever replaces him is not as good, but they still have a lot of weapons on that offense.
It doesn't look, talking to Jerry Powell from CBS Sports, college football, college basketball expert, doesn't look like there's going to be much of a challenge to Alabama right now. They certainly already punched their ticket here for the SEC title game. I'm not sure that, given what we've seen, Ohio State is going to suffer a loss in the Big Ten. And Clemson's only, you know, potential, I think, at this point is for their showdown when they go to South Bend to face Notre Dame. You know, there are two questions revolving around that. Number one is, have you seen enough of Notre Dame to think that there's any reason? Because I know that, you know, Hugh doesn't think that Notre Dame is in the league.
I don't believe in Notre Dame.
Yeah,
I don't.
And rightfully so. I get that.
No, I don't either. Yeah. Clemson is a good step and a half ahead of everyone else in the ACC. And the gap between Clemson and the rest of their league is the largest between the top team and the second team in any of the other major conferences. It's enormous. Ohio State's going to have challenges. They could get a challenge this week, despite Penn State's loss to Indiana. They could get a challenge from Michigan, whose offense looks, you know, at least if you judge by one game, which, you know, I always caution not to overreact to game one. But Michigan showed a lot on offense at Minnesota, and they're going to need that if they're going to compete with Ohio State. And Wisconsin also is a pretty good team. But you know, I would take any of those really ahead of Notre Dame, even though they're all ranked behind Notre Dame right now because, you know, Notre Dame's been playing for a while and the Big Ten just started, and, of course, Penn State lost.
I know it's early, Jerry, in some respects. For some teams it's not. For other teams it is early. They haven't even started. But if the committee is faced with, let's just say, just for go along with me here, Clemson unbeaten, Alabama unbeaten, Ohio State unbeaten, they're all in, as is usual. And they're looking at the number four spot, and they're looking at multiple unbeaten teams for the number four spot. You know, a 10-0 Cincinnati team, a 10-0 BYU team, a 7-0 Oregon team. What do they do? I mean, I guess you could throw Oklahoma State in the mix, too. What do they do at that point?
Well, first of all, I think there isn't any way they're leaving a major conference undefeated team out unless they have too many. So in your scenario, that would be Oregon and Oklahoma State. Those two would be the top of the list. Cincinnati, you know, playing in a decent league this year. You know, it's the American Conference is at the top, at least, better than the other group of five conferences, but they don't have the depth that the major conferences have in terms of the quality of teams. And then BYU just doesn't have a good enough schedule to really be considered unless they're the only other undefeated team. And even then, you look at a one-loss Wisconsin, a one-loss maybe a USC, maybe a one-loss Notre Dame, somebody like that might still get in ahead of an undefeated BYU.
We're talking with Jerry Palm, talking about college football here as we get ready for this big weekend. Ohio State, Penn State, certainly the key game. Georgia, Kentucky, Notre Dame here in town against Georgia Tech down in the flats on Saturday. Jerry, one final question. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes. I want to go to your college basketball expertise because you and I have talked college basketball over the years. At the moment, they moved the Maui Classic, the Maui Wowie, from Maui to Asheville, North Carolina, and Thanksgiving weekend is supposed to be North Carolina, Texas, Providence, Davidson, Indiana, a whole host of teams in Asheville. And at the moment, do you think those games are going to go, or is it your best guess that they're going to get rid of all non-conference games and just start with conference basketball at the first of the year?
No, I think they're going to find a way to play some non-conference games. But obviously, you know, ESPN had tried to set up some massive, you know, thing in Orlando and couldn't get it worked out. And part of the problem there was that they had too many teams involved with varying protocols. And so you need to have a smaller setup where you can manage the various protocols for the different teams without it being so disparate. And if you can do that, then I think you'll see some non-conference games played. But I think it's still going to be mostly conference, a greater percentage of conference games than we usually see.
All right, it'd be interesting to watch. Jerry, I always appreciate you jumping in. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Sure, thanks. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.